Freed, Julian Assange lands in Australia after 14-year legal battle. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 26, 2024. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange stepped off a private jet in Canberra, Australia late Wednesday evening local time of Freeman, having earlier accepted a plea agreement with an American port. Julian Assange flew from the U.S. territory Saipan, the Northern Mariana Islands, to Australian capital city Canberra on Wednesday. His jet, which had carried him from the United Kingdom where he was released from prison on Monday, to U.S. territory to stand before a federal judge by way of Bangkok, finally touched down on Australian soil around 19:30 local time, 10:30 BST, 0530 OED. His family met him on the tarmac, although per his own claim, the first person to speak with Mr. Assange after his aircraft landed was the Australian Prime Minister by telephone. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation states Anthony Albanese, who leads the left-wing Australian government, said Mr. Assange had told him landing back in his native Australia was a surreal and happy moment. After leaving the aircraft, Assange raised his hands in a series of salutes and waves and made his way to the terminal at the military airbase. Assange had pleaded guilty to one count of conspiring to obtain and disclose national defence information, doing so as part of the plea agreement in the U.S. Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Island, without setting foot in the mainland United States. The agreement appears to have ended a near 14-year legal saga since Mr. Assange published a large cache of intelligence documents through WikiLeaks. While he argued they were in the public interest and were protected by First Amendment rights, the U.S. government disagreed and has been trying to extradite him since. During that time, Assange spent time under house arrest, fought an extradition order to Sweden over allegations of rape, which he denied, and the case was later dropped, spent 7 years living inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London as a political refugee, and then 5 years inside a British high-security prison.